Hey everyone, it's Christine. It's been a long road, but we've nearly reached the conclusion of Chronicles of the Gatekeeper Act 2, which means it's time for another Q&A episode. Send in your questions about the act, the characters, and our experiences to heroes@theheidianway.com or on the Heroes of the Heidian Way's Discord Q&A channel. With that out of the way, a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
This is Master Obi-Wan Kenobi. I regret to report that both our Jedi Order and the Republic have fallen, with the dark shadow of the Empire rising to take their place. This message is a warning and a reminder for any surviving Jedi. Trust in the Force.
They've outgrown their age of rebellion, dulled the Empire's edge. Defeated Imperial generals and the Pirate Queen's dread. They've been soldiers and scoundrels, what's there left to be? How about lost acolytes looking for their force and destiny? There's a seer, hermit, investigator, and teacher. Better watch your back or a vibrarang's gonna reach you. Will his team find the light or will darkness win the day? Find out with the Heroes of the Heidian Way.
Previously on Heroes of the Heidian Way. Below the city of Jura, just above the impenetrable mists of the planet of Cato Nemoidia, Inquisitor Carl and Bounty Hunter Dallan Oberos continued their onslaught against the heroes, determined to defeat the amateurs and take possession of Soldier Ward's Kyber crystals. Skip's focus was torn between piloting the shuttle to safety and making Dallan answer for his actions. Kesh and Koba struggled against Carl's more extensive lightsaber training. Things were not going well, but all was not lost as Hillary was awakened, and hope renewed as they stood together once more. But is hope all they have going for them? Join them this week for one last push when it's all hands on deck.
Welcome to Heroes of the Heidian Way. This is a Star Wars actual play podcast, and we're playing in Fantasy Flight Games' Force and Destiny system. We're using Chronicles of the Gatekeeper as developed by Tim Cox and Max Brook. This is Act 2, Episode 29, and I'm Ben, the GM for this adventure.
I'm Koba, Doug Investigator. Shall I see an expert? I don't want to hear any more jabs at my Sheehan expertise after today.
That was an expert, Sheehan.
Sheehan.
I'm very impressed.
Good.
I'm Hillary, as far as I know.
Welcome back.
Hopefully the sagely teacher, and I totally believe whatever Koba just said because I didn't see it. Sorry.
Oh, I guess that goes to me. I'm not used to this person back between Koba and I.
You know, you were the one who brought me back.
I'm Kesh, the Trindoshan Mystic Seer, and don't feel like I've been looking very far into our future. There's really only one of two ways that this can go.
Well, I'm Skip, the Kaloran Seeker Hermit. Did I hear Hillary?
Hello.
Still can't really see anything right now.
Skip hears a Hillary.
Hillary is conscious again, quiet.
Skip is blind? Why am I on a wall? Why is Skip blind?
I don't think it's permanent, but first I kind of need to not be falling off this chair.
It's hibernation sickness.
What?
To learn more about our heroes, we get one task and another question. It's now Koba's turn.
Kesh.
Yes, Koba.
What in the rim did you do to make this bounty hunter hate you so much?
Pretty sure you were there for it. I threw a speeder on top of him.
Before that?
We weren't on bad terms before that. We've actually worked some jobs and things like that together before.
Don't hit people with speeders if you're on good terms.
To be fair, there was a little matter of the thermal detonator for us.
That too.
something come between you two, like a, I don't know.
Well, it was job related. Mm. I really wasn't much of a bounty hunter by trade, but sometimes I pick up some odd work here and there. We were, hey, Dallin, who were we after? Sorry, we pulled in Carl last time. Now it's your turn. Who were we after together? Was it the Gand or Godel?
Well, there was a hut.
The hut. Oh, the hut. Oh, that was a mess.
And then Grabala got involved. Yeah, that was just a thing.
I mean, how did you have you dead to rights there?
Look, I'm not just a Sheehan expert, I'm an investigator also. And I'm just gonna write down left triangle question mark and continue to gather facts.
Would you say that this would have to remain, for the moment at least, unsolved?
Nothing's ever really solved, Hillary.
That being said, do you need any more string for, you know, your connections board?
I wasn't ready.
Kobo, why is there a heart between Dallin, myself, and a hut on your board?
That's actually just, I've connected the three of you with a couple arcs and a couple straight lines, because that happens to be where your pictures fit.
Oh, okay.
Although I see it now that you pointed out.
And it is the red string.
Hillary, yeah. I don't think that he's connected anything.
I think he's connecting dots, but I'm not sure what dots.
I've connected them.
You haven't connected anything.
I've connected them.
All right, Dallin. Clearly I've wronged you. What do you say? Would 500 credits make this problem go away? Because that's my deal I have right now. Please don't punch me again.
You just struck him with lightning. It's not a 500 credit. You know what? The accounting of the force is kind of a lot to keep in my brain right now while we're trying to kill each other.
I was about to say, now there's math?
I'm getting really tired of hanging onto this chair. Can we speed this up so that I can, you know, roll some dice? Let's figure out if I'm not hanging on this chair anymore.
All right, let's get going. So our destiny pool for this session is back to 4 dark side points.
Woohoo!
I tried.
We're feeling great.
I know, we are just spending for our lives here. So we come to Carl and Dallin's turns, because our currently where we are in the round, it's two NPCs, then Skip and Hillary, then the two enhanced nemesis again, and then we'll go to the top of a new round where two PCs are at the top.
All right, Jimma, let's check back in at the field. What's on the camera?
The camera in a big twang. You see Dallin and Carl leaning against the back bulkhead. They're both looking ahead. They're looking pretty rough. Carl seems to have caught his breath, but there's blood. There's chunks carved out of him with lightsabers, so he's not having a great time of it. The camera pulls back from their faces. You can see how rough they're looking. And pulls back a bit more, and you can see Kesh and Koba there.
Also looking rough.
With her lightsabers out. Sitting on the back of a seat is Hillary, who's just woken up from getting wounded to the point where they blacked out. Then we have Skip, who had tilted the entire ship to the side, and now everything's on its side. Everyone is standing on a wall. It's kind of cool, actually. Except for Skip. Skip is hanging from the pilot's chair because they slipped after getting shot with a stun bolt. And Skip is also blinking on account of they were flash blinded by a stun bolt going off at the front transparasteel window. One thing that I did get reminded about in between episodes was there were two threat that came up from when Kesh lightninged Dawin and Carl, because Kesh was able to spread the unleash around thing.
I will say, like Koba, if you deal any strain to me, a box or something needs to hit me, because I will be strained up.
And as we kind of discussed last episode, that's just a cheap way to have a character go down.
That's fair. That's why I'm...
Wounding fair. Out is one thing, because stim packs exist.
Mm-hmm.
But having strain, that's just hard. So what I'm more thinking is, you just hit them with a bunch of lightning.
Yep, sure did.
Dallin had turned off the back door and had closed the back door. Essentially did the emergency override, close the back door thing. Now, I'm figuring that the lightning has gone around the circuit and has now activated the back door control.
Oh, so the ramp's opening again.
Oh, the ramp never really came in. It was actually the back doors
closed.
Like, yeah, the ramp was kind of flapping.
See, Hillary, I didn't need a button.
The back door control is now working. The rest of the buttons in that general area, not so much. It's like they could hit the button and try and leave themselves, or not.
Okay. So the back is open. I'm good with this.
We do have Carl and Dallin for what to do next.
I believe Dallin can't take actions, right? Dallin was staggered or stunned?
Dallin is staggered, correct.
You are correct. And Dallin is currently short range from everybody since I moved away to Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And Carl is hamstrung, so he no longer gets a free maneuver on his turn for the remainder of the encounter.
So between the two of them, they could move once and do an action.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Carl can still buy a maneuver.
Yeah, he can, depending on how strained out he is.
Yeah, it might not be a good idea considering how much parrying he's doing.
What Carl is going to do is actually the most sensical one. Is we've gone through all of his force powers so far. We have seen him harm everyone. We've seen him unleash. Not that he hit anyone. We've seen him move things. Again, not that he hit anything, but he's done it. And we've seen him using Enhance for several different things, including flying. What Carl's going to do is actually harm people.
Okay.
Yes, ooh. Pretty much all he does is harm people with all of these different tools he has.
I'm guessing Koba, since Koba's engaged.
Yeah.
Yeah, come at me, bro.
Yeah, he is going to harm Koba.
He is indeed going to come at you, bro.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of force.
And you do have some points.
Yeah. So, rolling his force dice, getting 4 light side and 3 dark side. He needs 2 so that he can vampire from it. He's just going to use the 3 on account of he is going to be dealing... So, he's just going to heal 3 from Koba and use 2 points.
My insides.
Still up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't actually taken that many for real wounds.
Okay.
Well, for real wound hits in this fight. Not great now. But that's fine.
Okay.
Actually, so... I think all the wounds that Koba's taken in this fight have been from harm.
That sounds about right.
I think between protect from Kesh and parrying / reflecting, I've avoided other... I've taken a ton of strain, but I've avoided the other wounds.
Okay, what about Dallin, who lands maneuvers?
What I am thinking that he is going to get down into a runner's start and look like he's about to try and run across the wall here. So that he can try and get his blaster rifle, maybe try and do something with the controls of the ship. But he's looking... It looks like he's preparing to move.
Okay.
Is it?
He actually could move this turn.
He
could, but I'm, at least at the moment, I think he's just preparing for it. Because essentially taking the guarded stance.
Okay.
Adding a setback to someone trying to attack him, or him attacking, but he's not.
Okay.
And then that brings us to Skip and Hillary.
If you don't mind, Leslie.
Yo.
Unless you really want Hillary to jump right back into the fray.
I don't think Hillary's jumping anywhere very quickly.
Okay. So I need to roll, because I have not rolled yet to gain my bearing, but I have two ranks in condition, so should be okay. And I don't remember what the difficulty was for rolling for that at this point.
Two purple, one setback.
Okay, so I don't have the setback. And this is coordination or athletics?
Yes, one or the other.
No, it's irrelevant to me. Oh, wait, actually, it's not irrelevant to me. Oh, no.
Yeah.
It still is, because I have enough in that.
Oh, your brawn is equal to your enhanced agility.
Nope, you're right. I keep forgetting that. Okay.
Nice.
I have three successes, two advantage. To gain my bearing, basically. Is that essentially what's happening here? Because I was falling off the chair.
Well, you had also been yanked when Dallin got yanked back. You'd been partially yanked out of your chair. So you'd sort of been hanging on to it. So this is whether you can get back up into it or whatnot.
Okay. I've scrambled then back up into the chair. Is that a maneuver? Or was that just like a reaction?
Yeah, it would be a maneuver to get back in, but you can get a free one if you want to spend two advantage on it.
Yes.
Cool.
Okay, perfect. Great. Cool. I'm back in the seat.
Yep.
Part two. I am still negatively affected by being partially kind of blinded.
Yeah. Considering this isn't full blindness, I'm going to go with partial blindness, that it would be a single upgrade, not the two that full blindness would give you.
Okay, perfect. And Dallin is in short range, correct?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm going to do something I've never done before, because I didn't really build Skip to do this, but this seems like a situationally appropriate time. Because Dallin is in short range, I'm going to use my maneuver to actually have Gudge rush at Dallin and kind of peck him in the eyes a little bit, which will add a setback to Dylan's next combat check made against me. He doesn't really have like a picky kind of beak thing, but he's just kind of fluttering up to Dylan and smacking him in the face a little bit. He's that not particularly totally effective. Sense. Gudge is a little tiny thing, but Gudge is also fed up at this point. I do not believe I need to roll for that, because it's menace, so it's just a okay.
It is just a talent.
And then with my action, Skip is going to try very, very hard to regain control of this vessel so that it's not shaking and it's not upside down. Gonna undo the skip flip.
Or complete the skip flip. So there's a hole in the floor.
Oh.
It's up to you.
I'm gonna say that Skip is trying to undo the partial flip that Skip did, but because Skip's eyeballs are still a little dazed, Skip is gonna just go in the opposite direction, so that you get what you want, and I don't have to meta too hard.
Okay.
Okay. So will this be? Is this piloting or like?
Yeah, in this case, it would be piloting.
Okay.
Difficulty on that is a red, a purple, and a boost.
I'm also rolling my two remaining force die pool. That's white. To see whether or not I have stuff I can spend to add successes or advantage to my piloting skill. And I'm rolling yellow, green, 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 red, purple boost, white, white. And I've got, well, I have only one success. I got two dark side points. I'm going to use them because I really want this to be successful.
We don't have a point for you to flip.
I thought for some reason we had one. I miscalculated.
Sorry, I was encouraged to use it. I did ask.
Never mind. Okay, then I have, it's just totally flat out. I have one success.
I mean, that is technically successful.
Yeah.
There's nothing, strictly speaking, rules-wise, three successes wouldn't be.
I know, but three successes is more successful. Okay, I've got one success. We're good.
Since I'm a little confused which direction you were going, which direction were you going? So that the floor is now the floor or the ceiling is the floor?
The ceiling is the floor. Skip thinks that Skip was going in that direction, but Skip, you know, can't see very well right now.
Okay.
So Ren has succeeded in what Ren wants. Skip.
This was actually something I had meant to ask, but I had forgotten to ask. Is Skip putting on the seatbelts now?
Skip did not have enough maneuvers to do that.
It would have been part of your maneuver to get in.
Oh, to the chair. Then yes. If that's an option, then yes. Skip has learned their lesson.
That was the reason I was asking, is Skip had been ripped out of the chair because Skip hadn't put that on. So now, did Skip, in getting back in, put the belts on, especially on account of the chair was still on its side? It seemed like a thing. In that case, now we are on to a Hillary.
The ship just rotated again. Another quarter turn.
Yes. Correct.
Do I just, like, roll to the ceiling, which is now the floor?
I thought you were strapped into a chair.
Mm-mm.
No.
I'm flopping around like loose cargo. That's okay. Can I roll my coordination to see if I grab the chair that I was next to? Because I was still next to the co-pilot seat.
Yes. Yeah, you can.
All right. I guess, would that be my maneuver?
Yeah, it would be a maneuver to successfully complete the roll. So that you could be in the co-pilot seat or on the ceiling. Take your pick.
Okay, and then I get an extra purple because of my crit. And then I get a setback because of the bad engine. Or is that not active right now?
It is still active.
Boop. Ow, the front of my face.
Oh, dear.
Well, I mean, the nice thing is that the cockpit is small, so it's not like you're getting much fall damage.
I don't think I'm actually getting fall damage. I think I'm.
I know. I'm teasing.
No, that's an immense concern for me at this very moment. I got four fails and two advantage. So, ow, the front of my face, and probably the back of my head, and the rest of my person.
Yes, you are now prone on the ceiling. Yeah, kind of like what Brandon had said for the success part a little while ago, failures are absolutely in that fashion. So four failures versus no successes is technically the same thing. So I'm going to go with, especially considering where Hillary had been, there's usually some above head storage in these transports. So I'm thinking Hillary has essentially just rolled onto their front on one of these storage compartments. And so hasn't moved all that far, but is now prone on there. And it's like, oh man, what am I doing here? Why is Kesh on the side?
I think the exact question right now is, why is everything? Hillary just woke up. The world is rotating. I've no idea what's going on. And now I'm on the ceiling in the glove compartment. It's confusing.
The seat that Hillary was originally in, is it, like, within arm's reach of Skip?
No, I'm... one, it's across the cockpit from where Skip was.
Okay, so Skip can't do a pat-pat... Oh, wait, where are you?
You can try, but that was pretty much the result that would be.
Can I use those two advantage to stand up?
Yes.
All right, so I look back and I see my companions in various states of disarray, and I see our enemies in various states of disarray. Are there emergency flotation devices?
Yes. There absolutely are.
All right. I would like to find an emergency flotation device control and set off one next to probably Dallin. Is this a troop carrier? Or am I conflating things? It's the shuttlepede.
Yeah, it's a shethapede, so it can be used to move troops, but they normally have dedicated giant things for this. This would be like a diplomat and their entourage kind of thing versus moving a lot of troops. This would be moving at most a platoon for the Republic. Could move like 20 people in here, maybe a bit more.
Okay, so yeah, I'd like to set off one bank of flotation devices. Like, you know, how your seat contains a flotation device, but it's like an airbag, but instead of just a cushion.
I always thought they were just floaty cushions.
They are floaty cushions, but we're in space, so who knows? Well, we're in Star Wars.
Fair enough. So you were wanting to grab one of these, yard on the lanyard, and then throw it at Dallin?
Effectively, what I'd like to do is, since I'm in the command shuttle portion, the cockpit,
yeah,
I'd like to pull the pilot's lever to activate one. Which might mean more climbing or jumping or percepting.
Okay.
Although, actually, no, I really like your idea now. If I have a, if there's a compact, a compact thing that I can just pull the lanyard and throw it and it inflates as it goes past.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought you were meaning.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. Bloop, that's what we're doing. Hillary will find a thing and then throw it.
All right. That would be short range improvised. So including your up difficulty thing, it would be two reds and a setback. Actually, two setback. One for the shakiness of the engine, one for Dallin's defenses.
You said two setbacks?
Yes.
Well, this is going to go well. I used my freebie to stand up. So can I use, can I go ahead and aim?
Yes.
I'm a double aim. I have no idea what's going on in the world right now, but there is a yellow cube next to me. I'm going to pull it. I'm going to rip that cord and chuck it over my head. Welcome back, guys. Hillary is here and in full force.
Ooh.
So, I would like, I got a fail, three advantage, and a despair.
Yeah.
The annoying part is both setbacks completely blank. My yellow die, completely blank. One of them boosts, blank. That red sure showed up though, didn't it?
I guess.
Okay. So obviously, I don't like hit Dallin in the face and envelop him in a rubber dinghy.
Mm-hmm. Sadly not.
I would like, though, is that it's because I overestimated or underestimated the amount of time it would take to inflate, so it will fly past him and past everyone else and inflate behind him without hitting my teammates, is what my hope for those three advantage would be.
I mean, heck, that also works for the despair, too. Yeah, no, I like that.
Because he can now do the James Bond thing and use that as his parachute as he leaps out the back.
I mean, it does give one or both of these villains a potential out.
It gives them a trampoline to jump if Skip ends up going vertical.
There is that too, yes.
Well, that didn't go as I meant it to.
You're not the only one.
All right, so that brings us to the end of the round. I'm now slightly shifting around what my plans were. And Carl is engaged with Koba, right? And Koba came to Carl. All right, so in that case, I actually think Carl is just going to try and swipe at Koba with a lightsaber.
Yeah, seems fair.
There's less movement, all that sort of stuff. That kind of makes sense. If he's doing that, and he's just got the one blade out because it's easier to move around that way. So he is going to spend a point because, well, at this point, might as well. I've got all of them.
It's because none of us are average humans.
Mm-hmm.
Dadgum it all.
Okay, so what sort of defenses does Koba have? None? Actually, yeah, no. None?
None.
In that case, he's got a setback from damage to the lightsaber and a setback from everything going shaky because of the engine. And... huh. He gets... four success, two threat, and one triumph. Which would be...
on the bright side, damage. Those setbacks showed up.
Yeah, we'll keep looking on the sunny side of that one.
How much looking are you going to be able to do?
Oh, not very much.
So yeah, that is 10 damage, breach 1. And... yeah, I am going to go with that one should be a crit.
Yep.
Well, the damage easily exceeds. Well,
easily might be pushing it, but...
I just realized I these very small amounts of flow did put me backward where I can parry away some of it, but it's not enough to change anything. So,
oh, you're still with drop?
How much?
Oh, yes.
How much damage is it?
It's 10 damage, breach 1, so my soak does not matter.
Mm-hmm.
I am at 7 wounds out of 11.
That does.
And I only have 1 rank of parry.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So then if you're going down, so then it's what, a... did you already have any crits?
I did.
You did?
1?
Yep.
So 1 crit at 10% and then a crit for going down?
It feels more that it should be just all 1 crit.
Okay.
If that's how you want to play it, yeah.
Yeah, like it would be 1 crit plus 30 is how I'm thinking it would be.
I will say, I do think that not critting very often does drag battles on, but yeah, it's your prerogative how to play them.
Well, and like this one here does, it makes sense to, though I'm still doing a crit.
Ooh.
Yep, that's the one.
Oh!
You're not very durable, are you? By any chance.
No.
Oh.
Okay, for the listeners, what did we get?
We got maimed.
I mean, you get in a lightsaber fight, somebody's got to come out of this with maimed. That's...
So which hand foot rules are you losing?
That's a good question.
I know it says GM, but I'm kind of... it's Doug, I don't know.
I mean, I assume the logical one here would be whatever is holding the lightsaber right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I suspect that with Koba being a Sheen expert and thus using cunning as the lightsaber skill, that it's not necessarily in one of his arms, even though those are like the more muscled limbs.
Yeah.
Realistically, he probably kind of tosses his saber around a bit to look for openings.
Also to look cool.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just gonna, if you're leaving it up to me, I'm just gonna roll a die.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, so Koba, like, stands on his arms, but manipulates things with his feet. So, gosh.
Yeah, but the hands can also grip and stuff. And the arms are more muscled, so especially with the ship tumbling like things are.
Oh no.
He's maybe more at liberty to kind of bounce.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was looking for this, just not with Koba.
Okay, so I think regardless, I'll go with whatever limit is the one that's holding the lightsaber right now, because that seems to be the most sensible way to play it.
In this case, it's going to be one of the 2 feet. Is once, like, I get moving around all that, but it makes most sense that it be 1 of the 2 feet.
Oh, so as not to stop me from being able to walk around?
Yeah.
That's fair. Even right, odd left. It's odd. Left.
All right.
Yeah, so Koba has been emboldened by the couple times he's gotten past Carl's defenses and landed a bit of a hit. and has been looking for more openings, trying to stay quick and moving in directions Carl won't anticipate. It's that whole cunning thing. Lightsaber being tossed from limb to limb occasionally to try and reverse. And Carl just spots an opening, I assume. And despite Koba maybe going to parry, he's not good enough at parrying to stop the damage from going to this point. So his lightsaber just goes flying across the back of the ship with some of him also. And Koba probably does that Anakin thing from episode 2 where, like, he just kind of, like, goes flying in the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
And is just lying on the ground over somewhere. Well, I guess flopping around as the ship tumbles over somewhere with one less leg.
Okay.
Okay. And Dallin was getting ready to run.
Dallin does have a setback against... if he's going for the controls, you said, I think. So anything, like... things against me.
What Dallin is going to do is attempt to run over. So he is going to use some of his strain to do a second maneuver to get in and buckle in this time. He's going to run across the ceiling of the shuttle that is now flying inverted. He is going to then essentially flip up into the seat. And using somewhat parkour, like splaying out, he's able to get the safety harness on. So, like Skip, now safety harnessed in, and reaches over and kind of at the end of travel, so not getting a perfect amount, but is going to attempt to knock out Skip with his hand. Yes, there's a console in there that should be giving cover, and also the ship is still shaking around. So there should be that. I don't remember Dallin having a upgrade or anything like that. So I'm going to roll. Getting a success and a threat, which does a total of 7 damage minus soak.
Right. Have any of you ever heard a frog scream?
It's nope. Not a good noise.
Nope. I'm okay. Guessing we have now.
Yeah, you have now.
It's still not a good noise.
But Skip's still up.
Okay. That's the important thing at this point.
Okay. Got it.
Okay, yeah. Skip is still up. What do we do with the threat? Just a strain?
Yeah, might as well. It's a bit of an effort to do all of this inverted, and it's confusing, and he's a jerk.
I mean, it's very viable. I just want to make sure before I noted it down. So that brings us to 2 PCs.
Okay.
Dallin is looking pretty rough, and it looks like he's now more focused on the controls and... a bit on Skip. Carl looks to be catching his breath and catching his wind.
So has he knocked me completely out of the... Right, no. He couldn't have because I'm in the seatbelt, so he's just grabbed the controls and like bodied me out of the
with,
way,
basically. Yeah, like within most cockpits, there's 2 sets of identical controls. So he's grabbed his, you've grabbed yours, and now it's sort of a battle of wills or whatnot between the two of you.
Okay.
It would unfortunately be 2 maneuvers to retrieve a drop lightsaber and then close to engage with either enemy. Wouldn't it?
And can't you do like the Luke thing where you like reach out with the force and grab the lightsaber and then stab?
I was going to describe it that way for dramatic effect, but technically that would be my action if I do it that way.
Oh, gross. Okay.
Oh, what's the timing of the force as your ally is at once per session?
Yep, once per session. Oh, believe me, I wish I could do that right now. Because I am maxed out on strain, so I can't take 2 maneuvers and an action this turn. Because otherwise, I would love to either drive a lightsaber through Dallin's back or go by Carl. I don't know that I can do either right now. So I'm over by Hillary.
You're actually pretty close to Dallin.
I was about to say Dallin's in the seat, or
yeah, like I would go with that. You would very easily be in engaged,
but I don't have Koba's lightsaber,
yeah, there which is
that. Further away, right?
On the other hand, what's your base? I think you're still doing 6 stun damage. Is that right?
I believe so.
Yeah, but it's not breach or anything, so.
Yeah, it's not breach, so I wouldn't get through that way, but you wouldn't need that many successes to actually just strain them out.
Yeah, but that's also lamer than...
Yeah, I mean, fair.
Yeah. So here's an offer. I don't know if this works, but given we've demonstrated Cash is a master of move, for a destiny point, could I do the cool call the saber to me thing?
I'll go with yes. For a point, absolutely.
Are people okay with us? Let me spend.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Point for that.
Look awesome.
Okay, then Cash is going to reach out with the force, and we see Koba's saber kind of flop around and then pull away from the maimed limb, fly across the room into Cash's claw. She is going to try to press the base to the back of the co-pilot's chair and ignite.
All right.
So it's okay. I'm not close to falling or anything.
We're gonna kill Carl and Dallin here, and the Inquisitorius is just going to recruit Kesh.
Give Koba a hand too, and or foot.
So given that Dallin is currently seated and strapped in, wouldn't that give me any kind of boost to lightsaber?
Well, one for sure. I'm just debating the second.
I mean, I feel like as a prone target. Yeah, I guess that's the one, though. Yeah,
yeah, that's entirely what I'm thinking. It's like abs. You totally get one.
Okay. So, 2 yellow, a green, a boost versus 2 red and 2 setback.
What's the second one from?
I failed with a triumph.
This fight.
I know. I'm trying here.
And there's not even a Savrip involved.
Okay, one from the engine. What's the other setback from?
His defense.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he's got Cortosa's armor on top of it. So I'm guessing the blade goes through the back of the chair and the armor just takes it.
Or triumph. He, jerks out of the way, and the blade just wrecks the co-pilot's console.
That was my thought.
I'm okay with that.
That virtually works.
I mean, it achieves the, making Skip the only pilot again part.
No, I'm totally with that. It's it pushing through. It doesn't do enough to go through the Kurtosis armor, but it does cause him to shift out of the way because the blade itself pushes him out of the way.
Yeah. And destroys the console.
And thusly destroys the co-pilot console.
Yeah. Why won't you just die already?
Okay. Carl is armored head to toe, right?
Yeah. Carl is armored head to toe.
Brandon, since you have no lightsaber anymore, do you mind if I pop in?
I mean, I'm unconscious.
Oh, okay, right. I thought you just fell over because you didn't have an arm.
No, cool. No, I fell over because I'm unconscious.
And?
Cool.
He lost.
Okay. Having an arm anymore helped.
All right. Well, then I'll go. And golly. Gosh, I wish I had gone 2 more things down the left side of the altar tree right now. Oh, next time. Okay. Well, beside Dallin again. Skip is still angry. As we determined before, there is, you can see things that are happening in the back. So Skip has seen what happened to Koba.
Is there one of those nanny mirrors like they have in minivans?
I think that's what we determined, that there was a little thing.
The cockpit's not sealed behind any...
Yeah.
This is just there's so
this
much
is stressful.
Yeah, okay. this is a fight.
Okay, okay. Skip. All of that just happened. Now Dalen is beside them again. Still has my carbine blaster. Skip is again looking over at this jerk in the seat. Takes their hands off of the controls for another moment. Uses a maneuver to aim at Dalen's head again. And doesn't say anything, just screams in like guttural frustration and shoots. And,
that is a nice roll.
Okay. That was the Ren breathing sigh of relief. I rolled 3 yellow, a green, 2 boosts, 2 red, a purple, and a setback.
Oh.
And I got 3 successes, a threat, and 2 triumphs. Golly. Okay. Damage-wise, that is 12.
Which is exactly enough to kill him. I'm going on the 2 triumphs pretty much to the point of getting into some very unfamily-friendly territory with effect.
Yeah, in my head it would just be... the camera pans back, it's Skip, who's now a different color, but we don't need to go there.
It was a dramatic cut. You hear the fire, and then you're back at Skip looking nauseous.
The camera angle, cuts away gracefully, and Skip just sort of is a little shaky, clearly still has, their jaw very clenched, and just goes back to face the controls, and just says, not looking at Cash, looking at the controls, Cash, can you please go kill that other one now?
Working on it. And, all right, Carl's up.
I am thinking that Carl is seeing this. He is going to say, this isn't the end of this. I now have the scent, and you shall never get me off of it. And with the lightsaber in hand, he smashes that into the back door so that it can creak and moan and rend itself half open. It doesn't feel like anything has happened as he realizes that there's this giant rubber dinghy behind him, at which point he then shuts off his lightsaber blade, crosses his arms, and then just throws himself out where the door should be.
I feel like while that's happening, Skip is frantically trying to smash on the controls so that he can't access the door, but fails.
I feel a tiny victory in the fact that he couldn't look as cool, or at least nearly as cool as he wanted to.
Skip, can you find us somewhere to set down? Hillary, can you look at Koba?
He's over there. And over there.
And is a crystal bouncing around in the back?
Not really bouncing around. It is lodged in between 2 chairs.
I'm going to go retrieve that.
You do feel a source of mixed power from it. You are getting a force feeling out of it. Mm-hmm. Not just like the one that you had dealt with before. This one seems like there's something else hitching a ride on it.
Hmm.
Cash, when you secure yourself in Koba, I'm going to right the ship.
Yeah, please do.
Then I would like to right the ship, if you want me to roll again.
So that'll be a 1 red, 1 purple, 1 boost pilot space roll.
Okey-doke. Okay, yeah. I rolled a yellow, green boost, red, purple, and my force dice, and I got 1 success, 3 advantage, and I can use my force points, but I don't feel like I need to.
I'm figuring with the amount of advantage/force you rolled, it is as gentle as this thing's ever going to get rotation back up to having Finn on top instead of Finn on bottom. No one takes any extra damage. Everyone's able to like do the walk. It's a very slow roll instead of a jerky kind.
When we land, I'm going to search Dallin for anything we can steal that is useful.
Is Dallin's armor in good enough shape for anybody to salvage it?
I mean, I didn't hit him in the armor.
Nope.
True.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have to fight Carl again.
Are we landing where we landed before? Where our rental is?
I'm going to go, you're landing next to your rental.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to landing where you took off. You're still very far down in the Undercity. And as you set down, Kesh is starting to feel power throbbing from the crystal. This is what drew you to that landing pad. At that landing pad, where you found the shuttle, where you found the hilts and all that sort of stuff, it was this crystal that was drawing you. The crystal itself seems to have some... It was at the site of a very emotional battle. With this, Kesh is able to feel the waves of betrayal, the shock, the angered purpose of the entire battle just sitting in the palm of her clawed hand. It feels like enough force is being used around it that it's now starting to pulse. That something weird is about to happen from it.
Kesh?
Yeah, Skip.
Can you get Koba back up? I'm going to strip this being of his armor because it's expensive and we're going to need to pay for medical attention for Koba. We might be able to sell it or something.
Or repurpose it.
Do it. So Skip is going to just strip all of the armor pieces off of Dallin that they can.
All right.
You know, stuff the small bits in the backpack and, you know, just carry the rest.
Dallin was what, human, right?
Yeah, Dallin was human.
Because there's no specific way that, like, bounty hunters are laid to rest or things like that, are there?
I wouldn't think so, because, you know, bounty hunting is generally not a spiritual practice on its own, even though certain individuals...
I think as Kesh is, like, probably just picking Koba up because Koba's small enough. She is going to just utter a small prayer over Dallin, just kind of like a worthy adversary kind of thing. But we'll leave him there.
What kind of weaponry did he still have on him?
The Kurtosis gauntlets are part of the armor.
Mm.
And there is a E-11 blaster rifle that is kicking around somewhere in that cabin.
Okay, well, Skip basically, you know, after, like, the armor is the top priority, and then anything else, because Skip is now thinking in terms of, like...
damage control.
Definitely knowing that we're going to need to take Koba somewhere probably expensive.
I was about to say, are there things in the ship we could also take?
Yeah, yeah. Skip is doing a value assessment for anything that Skip can pilfer and run off with so that we can, like... But not, like, taking too much time with this, because I know we need to get out of this thing.
No, but I do still feel that I'm going to go with an easy mechanics roll.
Can I lend, like, boosts or something for helping?
Yep.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, I don't offer anything with mechanics, so.
Nice. One success, two advantage.
You're able to find, like, a data pad, a couple... old-ish stim packs, and I'm figuring that you would be able to find a separatist issue emergency holdup blaster.
Ooh.
And the other inflatable dinghy, which you just had great demonstration that it still works.
Okay, Skip will scroll all that stuff away.
Okay.
Thank Hillary.
I mean, this time you also have a trunk, too.
That's fair.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons I wanted to head back to the rental.
Yeah, so we'll, you know, head back to the rental with all of our stolen goods and our two parts of a Dug.
Salvaged.
Salvaged.
This fully qualifies as salvage. As the four of you get into the rental to sit down to start driving somewhere or even just talk, Kesh starts feeling the crystal itself start to throb more. And then a crackling black and white light seems to grow from it.
Like pulsing out of it?
Yeah, pulsing. Like it is growing, just nowhere near fast like a explosion. It expands out in a complete sphere of this pulsing white and black, surrounds the rental car, and then it collapses in. The last thing the camera sees is the car, and everything inside of it has vanished. Thank you for listening to this episode of Heroes of the Hydean Way. You can find show updates on Twitter at The Hydean Way, and you can find me, Ben, on Twitter at Deuterium Ice.
I'm on Twitter at Blue of the Kin.
I'm at Last.gs, where you can find me being baffled.
I'm at 12th Night. That's 1, 2, TH and Night with a K.
Yeah, I'm Ren. You can find me at Ren Out of Time on the Twitter.
And we are all at thehydeanway.com, where you can find previous episodes and Series 1 in its own special Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and RSS feed.
Cool. Very cool.
It's good stuff. Go listen to it.
It's just as ridiculous.
You can find more episodes of this season and the other season, the one between 1 and 3, I don't remember what it's called, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Plus, you can help us out by rating, reviewing, and subscribing.
You can join the conversation over on Facebook with us at The Hydean Way, and you can send us a holocom at heroes@thehydeanway.com.
If you like what we do and you want to support the show, you can find us at patreon.com/thehydeanway.
Or you can help pay for a new leg, foot, arm, hand for Koba.
Limb.
Appendage.com/thehydeanway.
Implement.
$6 million dog.
Koba needs to put up a GoFundMe.
Does that mean Koba also needs like a new theme song?
Yeah, Koba's gonna get rebuilt into new Koba.
I mean, a Doug Cybernetic hand's gonna look pretty rad.
Cyber Koba.
Yeah. Conflicts.
Wait, does this mean we match now, Koba? We're even more the same person?
Hey, another round where Leslie didn't get conflict. Woo-hoo.
Welcome to this.
I'm also looking at the outro, not the intro.
You know, you were the one who brought me back.
What's your Twitter handle, Kesh?
It's Scorekeeper Rules with a Z. No.
All right, well, I'm... gosh darn it.
Is Skip lactose intolerant?
No, I'm just... And... I'm not quite sure what a Twitter is, but I think that my handle would probably be recycled and sturdy. But maybe I'd paint it like a fun color. What's the handle do?
It's for holding.
Holding what?
Well, if it's yours, I suppose it'd be you.
Yeah, I think it's what people can like grab on and hold so that they can hear what you have to say.
Oh.
I guess.
I don't really want that. I don't want a Twitter handle.
That's fair. It's been a long night find our way.
No.
Through the darkness.
No.
What are we knowing?
We're knowing.
That's a no.
But
on record.
Mm-hmm.
So we come to Carl and Dallin's turns because our
that might not be a good idea considering how much parrying he's doing.
That's when Carl just starts getting a piggyback ride from Dallin, and together they enter their final form.
Yeah, what happens actually is they become the Megazord. Carl's knees around Dallin's waist, and then they both jump out the back of the plane, and Carl starts the helicopter blade thing again. They inspect her gadget into the mist.
Yeah, I don't think the fight's ending quite like that, but we'll find out.
That's how it ends in our delirious brains if we're all dead.
I mean, to be fair, Hillary's kind of delirious.
Using enhance for several different things, including flying, because apparently it's enhance, not move.
That does strike me as odd.
What I'm hearing, since I have both, is I can fly.
If you have the lightsaber.
I know somebody who has one.
I got a free hilt back at the fight. Let's do this.
To be quite honest, I suspect it's enhance and not move to prevent the implication from being that anybody who has move can fly.
That's 100% fair. Well, yeah. Okay, what if we just take my cyber arm and we put the wrist on a swivel?
What if you just take the lightsaber from him? Two birds, one stone.
Or that. Sorry, I'll stop interrupting now.
The cockpit's not sealed behind any...
Yeah.
So
I just realized. I just realized. The fall... You've seen two of your mentors fall.
Oh, shut
this
up.
This is your protagonist moment.
No, shut up. Leave me alone.
You take up the lightsaber.
I can't. I'm piloting.
Well, not what that is.
And now I'm the only one.
And there's Dallin right there.
Gudge, fetch.
I mean, I'm standing right here. I could just pass it to Skip. It's fine.
Is no, right gudge. Next to you.
Hold on. Can I?
Take the corrupted blade.
I can't make the...
Feel the hatred flow.
Animal do anything like that.
Would you ever talk, Gudge Fetch?
Hold on. I mean, I can spend a maneuver to direct a bonded animal. I don't know what the limitations of that are.
I'm pretty generous with that. Just normally.
Yeah, plus,
I also
think
this is like also a pretty hero moment for Gudge / Skip, so I would be even more lenient with that.
Let me just clarify. Kesh, you did not grab the lightsaber, or you did?
I did. Kesh is holding the red saber. That's what she tried to impale Dallin with. Okay. So she has two lightsabers, one in each hand. I can still pass it to you if you want to use it.
No, it's fine. I'm going to do better with my gun. Now I'm just trying to think of a one-liner and I'm blanking.
Dodge this.
No. That's tempting fate.
Yeah, no. He's done it twice already.
Let me get my die roll ready.
Is there an ejector seat button for that chair that he's in?
I don't know. Maybe, okay. But also the controls just got smashed.
Okay. I don't think Skip looks nauseous. I think Skip... Oh, that's not the color I meant. Skip doesn't look nauseous. Skip just looks rage. Just so angry.
Thank you, Skip.
And is now just like fully committed back to looking at the pilot's controls.
Yeah, I think Cash will just... turn around, sabers brandished, waiting for Carl, now that Dallin's not moving.
So, Carl absolutely is the amount of strain to do the maneuver. And Carl
just
is...
Before you, Carl, I didn't mean to, like, gross you out, Hillary. You're right.
Yep.
I'm not grossed out at all.
Yep. Not Hillary. Leslie is your name.
I'm not grossed out at all. I was...
Okay.
I just legit don't think that blasters have spray because they automatically cauterize things.
Oh, good point.
So that's,
I didn't think about that.
That's kind of why I went with the back to you looking. I said nauseous, but I was thinking basically pale and shaking.
That is a good point. I was not.
I think